The question is, for example, with the feast, they're practiced to be, or they're commanded to be practiced forever, haven't been fulfilled fully yet, will be someday. There's a lot of those forevers in the Old Testament, aren't there? For example, circumcision, perpetual statute throughout your generation. You know what Paul says? Circumcision is nothing. Isn't that amazing? Nor uncircumcision. Moses almost lost his life over delaying the circumcision of his son. Paul says it's nothing. Neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. So the fact that something was a perpetual statute or throughout your generations and so on, we have numerous examples where the New Testament plainly says that what that meant was is they were to keep that all down through their generations, which they did. And when the new revelation came, the new covenant came, even Peter, you know, he had to have a, Jesus prepared the way for the Gentiles coming in. He said, many will come from the east and west and sit down at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's teaching them that the Gentiles are going to be saved. But when the time came, even Peter would not dare to go to the house of Cornelius. He had to have a vision from heaven. He wouldn't even go to his house. Why? Because those commandments were from God. You don't just lightly say, you know, I'm not going to do this stuff anymore. And so, like I said, this was a major upheaval and transformation whenever we come to the new covenant. But the fact is that those perpetual and eternal and for throughout your generations laws came to an end. The whole covenant came to an end. Like the writer to Hebrews says, it's old, it's obsolete, it's gone. A lot of times what happens in practical terms when people begin to do that, it's the same thing. If you view the, I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes here, but if you view the Old Testament food laws as, quote, health food from God, that's not the purpose those laws were given. He says you can eat things from the ocean or from the sea with fins and scales, but you can't eat anything that doesn't have, no catfish. And you can't eat any fat. You'll be cut off from the people. He goes through all these things. Now you can have this type of bird, but not that type of bird. And then he says, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. How are you going to break those commandments? But you see, the word holy means separated. And he was giving them those food laws to drive into them. You're different than everybody else. You're different. You're separate. You're separated. You're not like them. And he wants us now, the application, be holy for I am holy. He wants us to be so different than the world, but not talking about whether or not you've got short sleeves or not, or whether you have a gold ring or not. He's talking about you're supposed to be so much like Christ that you would stand out as being totally different. What's different about that guy? And I remember Bach Singh, a great Christian from India. He was in a YMCA. He looks at this guy, he says, what is the secret of your smile? He said, Christ in the heart. I had a friend in the army, he said, what's the deal about you? He's coming in every day to check his mail. He said, you're different. He says, I'm a Christian. That's what he's talking about. He's saying, separated. And got those food laws and all those intricate things, those laws of uncleanness, those are not health food things. You talk about, you know, the woman who's in her uncleanness in her monthly cycle. It related to things like touching the bed where she sat. That's not a health food thing or a health law. Nothing related to health. And those foods, now we know this, God would never command them to eat things that weren't good for them. If somebody tries to tell me milk and honey is not good for you, I don't believe it. But on the other hand, God's not saying that you shouldn't eat a piece of bacon with your egg, or that. And if you start following that as health food laws, lo and behold, it begins to be there under the surface. Well, we try to follow the Bible. You see what's happening there? You're going back under that. It's scary. I mean, there can be divisions in churches over whether or not you homeschool, whether or not you have whole wheat bread. I like whole wheat bread. I like people baking bread at home and what have you. But beloved, this stuff, we can be so ungodly, unchristlike, while we're fighting over some little deal that is worthless in the sight of God. Paul says, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. It's nothing. It's an incredible statement.